Welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. And welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate every one of you as we've gone over the 50,000 download milestone, and we are super excited that this podcast has been listened to by so many people. So thanks for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope that you'll do that. If you are a listener, please interact with us. We'd love to hear from you of how we can help you continue to lead more, to reach more. Because that's what our goal is at the Kid Ministry Collective. If you're not part of the Facebook group, come join us over there. We got lots of good discussions and lots of questions being answered, and it's a great place to connect and get some community, especially during this time. So, hey, today we're going to have some fun. We're trying something a little different. I threw out onto the KMC Facebook group a plea for some guests to join me. We were going to have three. Now we're down to one. So this is good, but we got a good one all the way live from Tampa Bay, Florida. It's so cool to have James Blewett with me. James, welcome to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is fun.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your church.
Sure. What's going on with James? First, it's James Blewett. Everybody always gets it wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah, I knew I was going to say that wrong.
That's all right. No
worries. And I heard you say that before to me.
It's all good. It's all good. It happens all the time. Yes, we're here in Tampa. As you can see, I'm a little decked out. That's Tampa in the background back there, too. And tonight's a big game, game six of the World Series. Ooh. And big excited about that. And of course, Tom Brady came to town. So, you know, we're all really excited about sports right now. But yes. Besides, that's probably not what you're asking me about. This isn't a sports podcast, so I'll move on. No, but at our church, First Baptist Brandon, we're right outside of Tampa. And I'm the family pastor. So a lot of people, I'm sure, is going to relate to this conversation. But I was hired as the youth pastor. And then everything, little by little, things kept getting added to my plate. And so now I've been the children's guy for going on 2 years now as well. So they just call me a family pastor with all of it. So that's what I do.
You have one of those job descriptions that has a big asterisk and says anything else that they get asked. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. And they say, well, can you come and do children's ministry just for a little while until we get, you know, somebody in? So, you know, it's two years now, but whatever. It's going to happen. But yeah, I have my own kids.
That's good. So, that's good. That's good. How many kids do you have?
So I have a 7-year-old that's going to be 8 next month, and an 11-year-old. Awesome. So my son just got into youth ministry, but my daughter's still in children's ministry.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah. Well, that is really awesome. And it's nice. It is nice to get a family pastor's perspective on some of these kind of things too. A lot of times we're talking to kids pastors and stuff like that. So it's nice to talk with you about that. And so we're going to hit a lot of different topics today. I wanted to do some fun, fun episode where we kind of hit, because we're in the last, I think it's like under 70 days now of 2020.
Oh, good.
And yeah, everybody, I keep telling people, you know, be careful. We're all hoping that you know, I think we're all going to get at midnight. We're all going to yell Jumanji or something.
I don't know. I might cry. I might cry on New Year's just to know that we survived 2020. I might shed a couple of tears.
Yeah. I'm always telling people, you know, I'm a realist at times, and I'm like, it doesn't mean that everything's just going to disappear and change in 2021. We may Wouldn't still have some of this road to go a little bit. I don't know, but only God knows what's ahead of us. But I do know that, this has been a year. I know that it's been tough on a lot of people. So that's kind of what we want to talk about a little bit. And I'm just real curious, you know, what have you learned, or what was your first impressions, your first reactions when COVID hit for you guys? How did you guys react when the pandemic really broke loose? Especially you guys down in Florida. I mean, you got hit pretty hard. One of the first waves really came through your area first.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of things for us here in Florida is based on senior adults, you know, and so senior adults was really hard hit. And so a lot of our thought process had to go into making sure we protected a lot of our citizens here that's older. But as soon as it happened, honestly, I thought it was 2 week vacation. You know, I thought 2 weeks you're going to be home. So I started making these. I did something called the online revival. And so I just grabbed a video camera, and every night I was just doing a sermon, and everybody would log in. I was like, come on, we're going to get through this. It's going to be great 2 weeks. And so we do that. And then I realized, man, it's going to go for a long time. And I didn't have a stopping point. So at some point I was like, all right, Mike, Easter, we're done. It was the plan all along, you know? But at that point, everything shut down. Everything just got really weird. And what was funny is we were on spring break during that time. So I was in Destin on vacation, and the hotel was open, restaurants were open. And then by like Wednesday, like restaurants started to shut down, and then the letters from the hotel saying, hey, you got to have to leave early. And so it kind of happened while I was gone. Wow. So we didn't even get like that time to prepare. Like, I feel like I came back from vacation and it was a different world that we came back to. And so we were just trying to catch up as we went along. And I don't know if we did a good job catching up, but everything that we did had to go to online. And as most people listening to this will relate to, I went from being a children's pastor to a video producer. I mean, that's what the job was.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, I like how you said that. We didn't have time, you know, because like I said, that's why I said the question like I did. We all had to react. I mean, there was no time for a response. It was just, we got to react. Because even up here in the north, here I'm in Ohio, and there was no time to respond and think about what our response would be to this and how we would do it. It was just, okay, we hit the brakes. I mean, there was, I think in our church, there was like 2 weeks of nothing. Then the video services started. And at first it was, everything was pre-recorded. And then, you know, for like 3 or 4 weeks. And then we finally caught up to, okay, we can stream and stuff. But the children's area was all, we're just going to throw out a script, lesson script, and a video, and hope that people watch. You know, right, I mean, right. It was just pure. Yeah, I don't think any of us had that. I mean, it was like you got the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah, none of us could have predicted it. So for us, we've been without a senior pastor for a little over a year now. So we were supposed to have an interim that was coming in like the week that it started. So what this means is for like 2 months, the videos that were going onto our YouTube page was of a guy that nobody in the church had even ever met. Wow. You know what I mean? So now we have these videos going off of, and he was pre-recording at his house because he was a little worried for traveling as well. So he would pre-record a video at his house, send it to us, and that was our church. And it was strange. It was very strange. So then we started doing, we were using Grow curriculum for our children's church. And so we just started taking everything on Grow curriculum and just kind of putting it online. And everything was fine with that. It was like you can look back at my videos in March and look at my videos, you know, more toward June and July and see, you know, we got a little bit better as we went along. We couldn't have got worse, for sure. So that's what just kept, but then you just don't know. You don't know what's on the other side of those videos. You don't know if anybody's watching.
Right.
You know? But then, one time I'm just out walking. I don't remember where I was at, and some kid runs up to me and says, "You're the guy from the videos, right?" And I was like, yeah, that's me. You want my autograph? You know, there was some kids that was just really into it. And so when we started back in person, we've been back in person now for about a month.
Okay.
And we came back in person, and a lot of those kids then came back in person, and they were like asking me questions about some of the stuff in the videos that honestly, I didn't remember because you know, I just kind of threw it all of it together and see how fast I can get it on YouTube before Saturday. That's been...
As you guys came back, how was the response coming back, and how is it now? I mean, did you lose a lot of volunteers? What was that like for you?
Yeah, volunteers is the hardest part because, as I said, you know, here in Florida, we rely a lot on senior adults. It's a retirement capital of the world, you know, so we have a lot of retired people here. So volunteers is very hard to come by right now, just in everything.
Yeah.
So we haven't started back anything on Sunday morning for our teenagers. So I was able to use them as volunteers now in children's ministry because they're really the only ones that are showing up. So we don't have, in fact, I'm the oldest one. Now I think about it, I'm 38. I'm the oldest one in the room at this point on Sunday mornings with Children's Church. And we probably had about 25% show back up, maybe. You know, we spread the chairs out. We used to do like, you know, stations when they show up and they're going to go play with Play-Doh and Legos and all that stuff. So all that stuff had to be rethought. So now I show Dude Perfect has just bailed me out. So now for 15 minutes, as the kids show up from 10:15 to 10:30, we just show Dude Perfect videos on the screen. And luckily they got so much content. I can get away with that for another few months still. So everything's kind of changed a little bit as far as that goes, but at least we're back in person and doing all that. And then like we're doing the temperature checks in the hallway and the way our church is set up, we have like a little circular area that can just be our temperature area. So if anybody walks past those signs, we're checking their temperatures, which there's just random Joe Blow that wants to go to the bathroom. Sorry, bro. You know, you can go to the bathroom, but give me your wrist first before you go to the bathroom. And so we've had a little bit of kickback on that, but after a couple of weeks they figured out, hey, I'm just going to use the other bathroom.
There you go.
No issues. So
starting to make more of a isolated kids area anyway, which is what everybody wants. And
it's what you want. Yeah.
It's kind of a mixed lesson there.
And what are we doing and why are we doing it? Not really sure, but we're trying to make the parents feel a little bit better about bringing their kids. You know, it's really the only thing.
It's good. So what have you learned since then? What's been some of your wins during this season?
Well, you know, we had virtual vacation Bible school, which was kind of cool. But you know, we had such VBS was a huge thing in our church. We've just been known in our city for our VBS. So we usually had about 1,000 kids at VBS every year. So, you know, we had over 1,000 views on YouTube, but what does that mean anymore? You know, I'm not exactly sure what that means. There hasn't been a whole lot, to be honest with you. There's been a lot of lessons learned, of lessons learned as like, let's keep a very good track of people and their addresses and their phone numbers. And let's keep track of their birthdays. Let's make sure that we have all that stuff now because, hey, we're going to be scrambling to find it later if this ever happens again. And that was one of the things is we realized we did not have very good information on anybody. So it was hard to find people and keep in touch with them and all of that. As far as wins go, it's been hard. It's been hard.
Well, let's run with that for a little bit. What are some of the other key things that jumped out at you that you were like, wow, this was a great thing. Or, I mean, we learned a lot about this or this, you know, like I said, you learned that you didn't have a lot of great records and stuff, but now you do. Mm-hmm. What are some of those other things that you've been learning? I mean, honestly, I think that was a win. So, but what are the things have you been drawing from?
Well, I think this is something that we say all the time, but we don't really know what it means. But you know, we need to really lean into our parents. You know that we can't, and I think the parents have learned that now too. You know, the parents have learned you can't just drop your kid off at church anymore and leave and just expect for it to happen. And they learned that with school too. You know, we're still homeschooling one of our kids. I had no idea anything about sixth grade math. I had no clue, but we're making up as we go along. So do the same thing with the Bible. If you don't know, we just, you know, it's a lot better for a dad and a mom to sit down with their kids and go through the Bible than it is for us. So I think it's one of the main lessons we have to learn as well is that, you know, if the church is removed from your family's life, is there still a Christian culture in your house? You know, is there still something that's going to still resonate with your children? With that, and if not, then hey, that's really a spot that the church can lean into, a spot that we can be a part of, because I mean, odds are something like this is going to happen again, and so we have to be prepared for whatever's next,
right?
What the future looks like next too. So
yeah, that's why I've stopped saying new normal and I start saying new now, because I don't know if we know what normal will be. And we don't even know what's normal now. So I think just for me, I just keep saying it's the new now because every day it's ever something changes, something's different. Yeah. You know, up here we're going back through another spike again. Although as I look at it, I'm like, well, are we really? Because it's just that we're testing way more people than we ever were back in April. And so I think spike isn't as high as some want to believe it to be. But anyway, I'm not going to get into a big debate, but it's one of those things that – but I do feel like it's affected the church because there are a lot of people that haven't come back yet because of fear and and that kind of thing. And so I imagine, you know, there have been some losses too, and some areas that you're like, wow, this is really going to change and make something different. And I mean, because losses don't always have to be a negative. I don't think they're a negative, but what are some things that have been, you know, what you might think of as a loss or a big shift in what you're doing?
Well, all right. So to begin with, I mean, there's so many things that was canceled, and that's the big issue, right? So we had rented a helicopter for Easter, right? So this big helicopter egg drop planned for the community, right? So that's got canceled, right? You can't do that. I can't just go to people's houses. I mean, I thought about it. I can't just go to people's houses with a helicopter and drop eggs in their house on Easter, right? So that was canceled. And, you know, VBS gets canceled.
That might be a fun memory, though.
I thought about it.
You could freak a lot of people out. But you could be that church that bombed a whole neighborhood.
So cool, right? Maybe a little parachute. That way it doesn't, like, just come down. A little parachute says, First Baptist Church of Brandon loves you. Happy quarantine. Just drop it down. I don't know. I mean, all of those thoughts came through my mind. But, you know, that was canceled, and VBS was canceled. We had kids camp, all that stuff was canceled. So right now, you're going to love this. So we are planning right now that on Saturday, we already had designated helicopter money, right? So somebody came and said, I want to pay for your helicopter. So you know how church budgets work. So there's a designated account that says helicopter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Halloween's coming up. We can't do fall festival the way that we always did. So now we're dropping candy from a helicopter on Saturday.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that's the idea. And so now
that's a good pivot.
That's right. Yeah. So rethinking all of this stuff now, we have to be outside because fall festival usually brings thousands of people on our campus, but they're like sardines.
Right.
They don't have sardines anymore. And so now it's 2 hours and we do the trunk or treat. But it's like before, like small things, like we would always have people that was going to refill the people's candy in the trunks if their car ran out of candy. Well, we don't want to do that because we want them to go home, you know? So in the past, I've always thought, how can I get more people to come on campus and to linger? Because the longer they linger, the more conversations we can have, the more relationships we can build. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking, I've got 800 confirmations on our Facebook page for this event that we're planning on Saturday. I've got 800 families showing up outside on Saturday. And if they linger for 15 minutes, I'm all of a sudden a super spreader is what's happening, you know? Ugh. So as we rethink all of these things, now we're trying to figure out, let's keep everybody spaced out. Helicopter is going to drop candy. You run together, you run back out. And we're thinking it gets over at noon. There's restaurants all around us. We're thinking the kids are going to get hungry and they're going to want to leave. And hopefully we're not the ones responsible for a spike in Hillsborough County, but you never know. But at the same time, but I say that because so much stuff got canceled. So much stuff got canceled that all I want to do is something for our kids.
Yes.
Like everything has been canceled for
them.
And
right.
So, you know, and I'll take the lumps, you know, if something happens, but I just want something for our kids to be able to do at this point.
Yeah. It's taking a loss and trying to make a win out of it because there's a lot of grieving, over this stuff. And I mean, it's what a lot of us do. I mean, this is what we kind of live for sometimes is these big events, Bible schools and trunk or treats and Easter egg hunts. And I noticed a lot of discouragement in the forums, in the Facebook groups, that people were really mourning and just struggling over the loss of what do I do? How do I, and where, you know, and so, there's people trying to figure out, especially right now. I was just talking to a friend of mine and I said, hey, I got an idea for the trunk or treat thing, that you could still do the drive-in. And I said, you could literally have people, you know, decorate their trunks and create the driving path. And so let the families drive, tell them to roll down their windows. Every trunk has a 4 foot, 5 foot PVC pipe that they can launch the candy down through. So all the kids have got to do is hold their buckets in the car and the cars can keep moving and you can keep throwing and then you could stream music and you can talk to them over the radio. If you broadcast it live,
you could
do some stage stuff and have them pull around. And I said, so we could still share the gospel while they sit in their cars and do a stage show, have them drive through the area. And he's like, ooh, this, you know, so our brains are working right now. We're seeing if we can pull this off. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Okay. But at some point, don't you start to just picture the movie WALL-E? Do you remember when people were just in their chairs and they were just motoring around? Yeah. And now you're going to go in your car and we're just going to put a tube of candy in your car.
Yes, yes.
Because the future of our world, right?
Yeah. We have DoorDash, you know, people can order on their phone, on their lazy boy. And all they got to do is walk. I mean,
pretty
soon we'll have somebody that will walk, you know, they're just going to,
that's right.
You know, and well, you could, you know, the other thing, you could get those big fogger, you know, antibacterial foggers and just make everybody drive through them or walk through them, you know, so we're disinfecting.
Yeah, you're right.
Then I feel like we're gonna
let's shift for a second or something else, because think about something like all right, so we're talking about now, we're not, the kids aren't going to exercise anymore, just going to stay in their car, we're going to shoot candy into their car, right? and then think about this other pivot that we've had. I bet you that at some point in your children's ministry podcast, you've had some conversations about how can you reduce kids' screen times, right? And mm-hmm. and what kind of screen time, what screen time does to children and their brains and their formation. And now we're all like, let's give them more screen time. Let's put them on more Zooms, more calls. Let's do our school on mm-hmm. screen time. You know, like all of that stuff has completely changed. Yep. Like we don't even get on our kids anymore for being on their computers or on their iPads, because we're like, well, I'm sure it's going to be educational, right?
At some point. Oh, it's
That's another huge pivot that's what we've gone through.
Yes. I think people got all excited about Disney Plus launching, and then
Mandalorian season 2 Friday.
Yep, yeah. Right. Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
I don't know if they're a sponsor of yours or anything, but if you're looking for a sponsor,
Disney, if you're listening, KMC could use some more sponsors. Right. I won't turn them down. I may tweak them a little bit, as an endorsement of everything Disney, so don't everybody freak out. You know, if you want to write a letter, write to James. No.
It is an endorsement of Baby Yoda, though, because that's pretty awesome.
But it's, you know, but you're right. I mean, this is one of those catch 22 things that I think we as followers of Christ and as children's leaders have to be thinking through, and we have to be talking with families about. Is what is that balance? And I it's one of those things that we've tried to say it a lot on this podcast and in the Facebook group as well, is encouraging people, look, don't get frustrated with parents, talk to them, mm-hmm. have conversations and find out what is it that you would like us to do for you? How can we serve you in your children's ministry? What do you need? And I think because, you know, we did, like I said, we reacted. We've got plenty of time now to respond. And I think even going in and we need to look at, I'm always teaching when I do coaching, you always have a plan B. Always have something in your back pocket that you know. And I think we have to have a plan B for 2021. Because if COVID stays, we have to have that plan of what are we going to continue to do long term? Because none of us thought this was going to last more than 2 weeks. Right. And it did. And 2021 doesn't guarantee us it's all going to go away. You know, like I said, we're all going to yell Jumanji at midnight and hope the game is over. Somebody replace the jewel, please. And so we can get out of this crazy thing. But I do think as leaders, we have to consider the fact that we're going to have to think through what are we going in. So I'm curious, as you look forward to 2021, what are some things you're looking forward to? What are some new things you might want to try? What are you looking at?
Well, first let me speak in a little bit about what you just said too, because I think one of the things that we can do as leaders in a church is just to let other people in our church know that we don't know the answers either.
Yes.
You know? And I think that's an okay thing to say. And I think that's what people really want from us. Yes. Hey, we're not just sitting at, like, the coronavirus affects us too. Yeah. You know, it's still part of our lives, and we don't know, and we still hear the stuff from one end and the other stuff from the other end the same way we do. And we're just trying to figure it out as we go along, you know, so we're all in the same boat. And I feel like that's really what children's ministry has been for me. Mm-hmm. Like that's where I really wanted to get into it, was to say, listen, I'm just a dad trying to raise my kids and I don't really know what I'm doing. So let's all not know what we're doing together. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that could really be what the future of children's ministry is. You know, let's figure out how we can all just not know in unison, right?
That's so really good.
really as far good. As 2021 goes, I'm looking forward to, a universal vaccine that's going to completely cure everything. But if that doesn't happen, I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing how much stuff we can implement. I've always wanted to, I've always thrived on creativity. I've always felt like, and that's what we're in right now. We're in a situation where we need to be creative. Yes. And we've got to figure out what's next. And so we don't know. We can look at trends. We can look at what other churches are doing. We can kind of have an idea, but really at the end of the day, we're going to have to figure out what's best for our church and what's best for our people. Because some of those people, they're not going to come back. We're going to be in it. People have got really comfortable not coming to church. Yeah. And I've been asking this question a lot, that if people aren't coming back to church, then really the question we have to ask ourselves is, what value were we adding to their lives to begin with? Ooh, right. And if there was no value in their life, then they're not going to come back. Right. So we've got to get down and tear everything apart and look down at the very basics of what we're doing and saying, how can we add a value to the children's lives? How can we add value to their families' lives? And then build up from there.
Yes.
Because that's what we need, is to figure out what value we can add to them.
That is solid, James. That is solid. One of the things that I encourage people in my coaching program is to give yourself permission to make a new model. Now is the time to make a model shift for the church. I think we need to think about, how do we set up home churches, like the Book of Acts type?
Yeah.
Because we may be going that direction, that we're going to have to go that way. And are we prepared for that? Right. Have we discipled parents enough so that they can disciple their kids at home? And I think one of the things as I'm looking into this is I keep saying simplify. I think we got to get back to simple discipleship, simple programming, simple relationships. And like I said, I think like what you said was so powerful, of just saying, hey, we're going to figure this out together and we're walking this together. This is what Deuteronomy 6 was written for, as a community.
Yeah.
Say is, together we're going to raise the next generation to fall in love with God. We need to do this together. We're going to figure it out. So parents, I'm listening. And I hope I'm going to listen to you. You listen to me. Together we're going to give input. And we're going to figure this out. And because God's still on the throne, he still wins. It's at the end. So it's in the end of the book. It's a guarantee. Not a miss.
That's good.
So I think we can hang on that and look forward to that. But I do think, man, what you said was real powerful. And that's a good way to kind of wrap this up. Hey man, thanks for joining me. If somebody wants to connect up with you, how would they get a hold of you? What's the best way to do that?
Well, I started a new Facebook page since Corona, and a lot of things I got accomplished during our quarantine break. But I do these 1 minute sermons every day online. So facebook.com/1minute sermon, if you want to look for my public profile, or you can just Facebook me. I'm very easy to find. It's Bluett, Blewett, James. And I'd be happy to accept your friend request or follow me on Instagram.
Cool. Well, man, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to do that. I know this has been a good conversation, and we're gonna have to get you back on the podcast again. This would be good. We'd love to have you back on and sharing. And man, we'll be praying for you as we wrap up 2020 and move on to 2021.
Awesome, thank you.
And thanks again for sharing with us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. And go Raise.
Yeah, man. For sure. And go Brady. That's for all those Ohio people listening to me. He's a Michigan boy. Just saying.
That's right.
Just saying. Anyway, hey, thanks for listening to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. I may have just lost some listeners there, I'm sure. But I hope not. But we thank you for being a part of the Kid Ministry Collective community. If you're not part of it, come join us. If you need some help and you are feeling stuck, and you're feeling burned out or wiped out, please reach out, message me, message James. But if you need some help, reach out, check out kmccoach.net or restoringleaders.org. We're here to help you and serve you and keep you in the ministry battle. because again, we want to lead more to reach more. So thanks for being a part of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and join me again for another edition real soon.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills in ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.